Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zoe wants to go to calls, so we'll go to the calls.
Yeah.
Russ in Plymouth, go ahead.
What do you got?
Hey guys, what's up, Zoe?
How you doing? I didn't do that.
I had nothing to do with that. I touched nothing. Call us back.
Touched nothing.
Steven in New Hampshire. Steven.
Hey guys.
What's up?
About what we were talking about before regarding technology in baseball, I know it's rarely the answer, but in the interest of speeding up the game and fixing some of these issues that they're having, do you foresee a scenario where baseball could adopt technology that would allow a direct link of communication between the pitcher and the catcher, similar to what they do with the NFL with play calling? I'm just thinking that it might cut down on mound visits, and also if you had the manager somehow cued in on those conversations, would it also help to cut back on managers going in and out of the field? I'm going to hang up and listen.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay.
We mentioned that.
Could they? Yes.
Pieces.
What's the need for it if we just take away all the videos?
Hey, that solves everything, I think.
We're going back to
the
old way
of solving it.
We're taking away all your videos. And in between games, you know, because years ago they used to watch the tape and pick up sequences after games too, and they still do. We'll just change up your signs like you used to do.
See, Wilson also told those guys in the morning too that he goes, depending on the venue that we played in, some games would take longer. We would actually take our time more in between pitches because we had to, because we thought we have to hide this, that, or the other, or we need to be this much more secretive in the way we're signaling
things. I think we're overthinking things.
Yeah,
people
like
talked about putting lights in the grass. Right? Like putting lights in the infield where they are angled at the pitcher and only the pitcher could see it. And the catcher somehow triggers those lights to mean a certain pitch. How about we just take away the videos? How about JD Martinez? No, your video room is gone. You can use it after the game.
How about staying in the damn dugout?
How about video replay? No, you don't get to challenge anything. The challenges are gone. Someone in Major League Baseball, if there's a questionable call, we'll put an umpire upstairs. Instead of having monitors of the video rooms and people for each team watching the feed to determine if they want a challenge, how about we just do this?
Yeah.
There will be another umpire upstairs who watches the game. And if something happens in the game that could be perceived as being a bad call, the umpire will buzz down and it will be reviewed. Like, let's just do something more simple and no more videos. And then we don't have to worry about someone banging on a trash can in the dugout to alert batters of what pitch is being thrown. Like, that's the only point we can't get to is what the Astros were doing. We can't get to that point again.
You know, they knew about it,
too. It wasn't ruining the sport before you ended up having something as egregious as this.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if that video replay review is the review in-game for players is creating boring players like it has right now, then I'm all for getting rid of it for that reason too.
How many pitches do you think Manny reviewed?
Manny actually, believe it or not,
he did, huh?
Was a video guy. He was one of the early adopters, going back 20 years when he first got to the Red
Veritech
Sox.
Was big into it,
believe
right?
it or not. Like, people used to mock that and they said they couldn't believe it. Yet Manny was a video guy. He
sneaky
liked using,
hard worker.
Yeah,
sneaky cared.
Sneaky hard worker. He cared about hitting. That's for sure. He cared about connecting. Yeah. I mean, so much so that he had his guys that would provide him with certain substances that would allow him to be pregnant and hit the ball out of the ballpark.
Well, I mean, hey, when you're on the pill.
Beat that.
What do you mean, like those grip squeezers, stuff like that?
No. I'm talking the medicines.
Oh, you mean like Advil?
No, it's like steroids.
Oh, Beetle, how dare you?
Well, I don't know that steroids is the proper term. Performance-enhancing drugs. Yes, PEDs.
Nothing better than Billy Laney emulating Manny Swing with a wiffle ball bat. Billy's got it down pat.
Oh, he really does.
He really does. It's a look, the stare, and the drop. Freaking Laney.
Yeah, well, if you watch that documentary that I told you to watch with Anthony Bosch.
I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Everything that Manny
he would tell you that he was on the road with the Red Sox and told the Red Sox, Manny would tell the Red Sox that he was his marketing guy. And so Anthony Bosch would travel on the road with Manny to inject him with the things he was being injected in. It's in the documentary. It's great. He's like, oh, yeah, I used to travel with Manny with the Red Sox.
The good days.
Screwball is the name of it. It came out last spring. You will enjoy it. It's funny. It's really actually sort of funny.
Would he sit next to Jack McCormick, the guy that didn't give Manny the tickets that he knocked down? The traveling secretary?
I don't know. But Anthony Bosch comes off as a likable character, which is funny.
Kind of marketing in a way. You know,
he said he had like a different title every week, like why Manny had him on the road with him. He's like, we had to stick to a strict schedule to evade the positive tests. Guy had a plan.
Jesus.
He was not a doctor. That's for sure. He definitely was not a doctor.
It's like the old rock and roll. Like the old rock and roll guy. Scott Weiland used to hire a guy who just walked around with this like a big tackle box. It's like, what's in there? It's like, don't worry about it. He works for me. Guy looks like a worker. That's just thing is just full of like, you know, syringes and lighters and spoons and pills and, you know, everything else you would need for, you know,
travel.
That particular affliction.
Long trip.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
Corey in the car. Corey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Corey?
So, you know, around the league, police officers are assigned to dugouts to make sure no boneheads jump onto the field or whatnot. Uh-huh. And why doesn't the MLB hire officials to sit in the dugout to make sure everything goes accordingly?
How about we just get rid of the videos? This is my point. Don't hire officials. Hire another umpire. Take away challenges. Take away videos. Done. No videos.
No monitors. No videos.
You don't get to replay anything.
No replay.
You get no replay. You get no monitors. We're taking the monitors out of the dugouts. That is not going to happen anymore. No.
But to
no
his point.
No more TVs. No more devices. And we'll hire another umpire.
That was one of the first suggestions that came up when this story started breaking was, well, now they're going to have to
because
put guys
back. Because they use
back.
Them. They use monitors in the playoffs. They put guys in place to monitor them. What he suggested did exist during the playoffs.
Right. But now it has to happen year-round, all the time.
That's too long.
Forget it.
Too many people.
Both clubhouses, every park,
nope.
Every game.
Nope. Not going to do that. No. Seth is in Quincy. Hi, Seth.
Hey, guys. I just don't think a lot of these, you know, most of the people understand how much video cameras and stuff like that is used, you know, in a sports, you know, baseball and football. Tim Flannery, who played in the MLB and he coached for a while, he retired right around 2017 and put a post out on Facebook talking about how he had a camera on every third base coach he ever played against. And he would spend his off time studying all the signals and everything going on.
Yeah,
so when he
that.
Played you again,
yeah.
he knew the signals. And if he really wanted to screw with you, just to screw with another team's head, he would tell his coaches to flash the same signals as the other team. So if he knew that your steal signal, he'd have his coaches flash the steal signal. So if you were trying to steal his, he would screw around with you and say, oh, they know our signals. They're flashing our signals. We have to change our signals. I just did that to screw with you. But I had a camera on your third base coach my entire coaching
career. That's gamesmanship. I mean, like, that stuff is, okay, you pick up a signal or two of a guy that's going to steal. Or the swing sign's on. Or it's going to be a bunt. That's gamesmanship. When you're stealing every damn pitch, you know, with a camera out in center field, and you got this thing set up, whether you have a buzzer on the hitter or you're beating a drum, like, that's taking it way too far. It is. Like, what's the big deal if you're looking at a... We've done that.
No, you shouldn't be setting up cameras focused on a third base coach. No, that shouldn't happen, but It's been going on for a long time. Great.
You could sit there and have a guy stare at it.
Is it banging on the barrel, as you just said, as the pitch is thrown? That can be eliminated today, and it should. Yeah. And if part of that is getting rid of all these videos, then get rid of them. Just get rid of them. They'll be fine. The game will survive it.
Yeah, I don't mean filming the guy. I mean, but you could have a guy in the stadium staring at the baseball, third base guy, looking at every signal, trying to decipher what the hell it is without doing it with a damn camera. You know, you can assign people to that. I don't care about that stuff, but having a camera out in the middle of center field, that's an issue.
Russ called us back. Hey, Russ.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So my thing is, why not either blur out the catcher or put a camera on the home plate umpire's mask? I mean, you're getting the same feedback that you need in between at bats to see what the pitch came in like and how your swing is.
For the hitters to review, blur out the catcher on the video, that feels like a lot of work. It feels unnecessary.
Just eliminate the video.
And no. Watch your videos after the game.
Yeah.
No more videos in game.
Yeah. Go watch Sox in two.
Yeah.
Breakfast with the Sox. Hey,
thank you. Go watch Sox in two after the game. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. JD Martinez. Is JD Martinez going to tank now because he can't watch his videos?
Well, he might bitch. Hey, if he has a slump. Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't pay him the way they do if that's what it takes to be who he is and produce the way he's expected to produce because he watches videos. Come on. You're not buying. Don't buy that. I'm sure the players love it. I'm sure they enjoy watching their videos. But it's overplayed. It's overplayed, and the sport existed long before they had this ability. 617.
It's a crutch. It's a total crutch.
Yes. 617-779-0985, the phone number for you. Yoan Moncada has signed a new deal on the same day that Chris Sale announces he's not going for Tommy John surgery yet. That trade, revisited. Would you undo the deal? Would you reverse it if you could? We'll talk about that coming up next.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Now, sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand,
a sports show radio host
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is about as a tough situation as I've ever been in. You know, I was able to get through most of my career doing what I love to do and helping my team win. And for sure, you know, over last year and up to this point, I've done nothing but fall flat on my face. So that's a gut punch. It's a tough realization.
Yoan Moncada is signing a new deal. 5-year, $70 million extension that he signs with the White Sox. Includes a 6th-year club option for $25 million. First reported by The Athletic. He was sent to the White Sox in the deal for Chris Sale. Mm-hmm. That was back in 2016. He has hit .266 with 50 home runs in 3 seasons with Chicago. In 2019, last season, .315, 25 home runs, 79 RBI. Not that that's the end-all be-all, but those are his stats from last year. Moncada has proven to be, again, still only 24 years old.
Oh, man.
Proven to be a good player. as he was expected to be. That's why he was highly valued in the deal,
right,
and was sent to Chicago in the Chris Sale deal. If you could undo that deal for Yoan Moncada, 24 years old, would you do the deal again? Would you undo the deal? If you could go back in time, what would you do?
I think you got to do it in the moment of what it was when this deal came available and the backflips people were doing to get Chris Sale at the number you got him at. What was it, 13? It was like such a doable contract. And what you were getting in return, and you look at your rotation at that time and you add Sale to it, I would still do the deal at that time. Now, to sit here now, look at a guy with his arm falling off, talking about gut punches and climbing that mountain, getting some new shoes and getting some good climbing shoes, yeah, he would want to redo the deal. But I think you got to look at it and take it back to that time. You know? Got another championship out of it. He helped you. He didn't. He wasn't the reason. I think David Price was more the reason, like we talked about yesterday, as to why you won that championship and that team hit. But damn, like, boy, you would love Jackie Bradley just to have these type of numbers, right? But he's still developing, too. So. The kid's only 24. Yeah, I mean, it's easy revisionist history to say, yeah, you went under the deal. But you got to go back to that time. I would still do the Sale deal at that time.
I mean, that's fine. If you're going to say because he's a pitcher and when you can get... And, you know, really an ace, a guy of ace quality.
Yeah. And what's your rotation
for a positional player? If you can get an ace for a quality positional player, you do it. And so I get why you would say that, but here's what I don't want to hear. And by the way, I would ultimately do the deal, but I think it's a good second guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, to think about it.
You knew Moncada had a high ceiling.
Here's the one thing I reject wholeheartedly. Oh, they won a World Series. Not because of him, they didn't.
Right.
No, that's not true. In 2018, he pitched 158 innings.
You want him to be your horse.
His best season here was his first season in 2017. That was his best year here. 2018, he was okay, and when they got to the playoffs, he was hurt. And he didn't provide them with any sort of ace level of anything come playoff time. So don't tell me they won a World Series because of Chris Sale. He didn't. He wasn't a major factor in the 2018 season and World Series win. He was not. He was there. He was not a major factor. So don't use that as your defense. Because I don't buy it. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
They didn't win because of Chris Sale.
I remember
they won in the end because of David Price.
Yeah.
The guy they just dumped for salary with Mookie Betts.
You remember when Porcelbo won his Cy Young, you're arguing which guy gets the ball at the start of spring training. Who's coming out of the blocks? And you always wanted to argue Chris Sale to be in one of those positions. Like, you want him to be your ace, your horse, and it's not there right now. And, yeah, it's easy to say, look back at it and say, yeah, I wouldn't do the deal. But at that time, you're damn right I'd do the deal to get a $13 million a year pitcher that had the pedigree that Sale had and put him in your rotation.
Yeah, Chris Sale has had one really good season here and then two injured seasons.
Yeah.
That's what he's had.
And he may have four. Can you imagine that? 5 years and four of the seasons, two completely missed with two others where he was injured. Almost four, 80% of the time the guy's been hurt. You've had him. It's worse than Burkhead.
And his contract, I think, does factor in that you mentioned. The factor that...
At that time.
He was very reasonably priced when they got him. Makes it worth it. I'll give you that. Steve is in Haverhill on the Patriots. Hey, Steve.
Steve!
Hey, Steve, you got me?
Yeah.
Hey, Beetle. Hey, Zoe. Hey, Adi.
Hey,
I want to get excited about the Patriots season coming up. And you know what my plan is? We need to pick up Trent Williams, convince Gronk to come back, and put Stephon Diggs on the other side. Tell me that wouldn't bring Tom back, right?
Would that be enough?
Stephon Diggs?
Yeah, and Trent Williams, and can we still keep Toomey, you think, if we pick up that guy?
No, Steve.
Trent Williams and Stephon Diggs.
And Gronk.
Oh, sorry.
I like that.
Gronk.
Is that going to do it?
Yeah, that would do it.
That'd do it.
Yep. What's chances problem? Of that happening? 0.0.
What's the holdup?
No shot.
You still think Gronk's not going to
no
play?
No shot at Diggs, no shot at Gronk. None.
I'm still operating under the belief that Rob Gronkowski will no longer play football.
Oh, well, Zoe thinks he'll be back again by, Halloween.
That's fine. I'm done with him. I don't think there's anything wrong with thinking that it could be part of the plan going forward and all this, but he hasn't done or said anything
Oh.
different than what he said going back 15 months now when he talked like he was done playing football.
Oh, you mean when he held you hostage? Who's the tight end with the Saints? Who's that? What's that guy's name? Oh, the Saints got in on him. That's right, because Gronkowski was holding you hostage. Oh, you mean the team Drew Brees wants to go back to where you have a hell of a tight end. You've got Kamara. You've got Michael Thomas, the highest paid receiver. No wonder Brees wants to go back to the Saints, come back. And Brady's questioning, what are you putting around me? It's justifiable.
Andrew in the car on David Price. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. So I'm shocked you didn't mock Steve's voice there. I was waiting for you to make fun of him. So, David Price, I two things quickly. Not just because of the trade, but if L.A. wins the World Series, the Red Sox are in trouble because these guys are leaving the Sox, and they're burying you guys. They're burying the media. They're burying everybody here as the most annoying place to play because, God forbid, they come to your locker room after a spring training and ask you what's going on because he was so happy when him and his buddy got back to the locker room. And, wow, there's no reporters here. And when I read that, what a coward that guy is.
Yeah, doesn't that kick you right in the nuts? Like you're
in trouble if they win because these players are going to be like, why am I going to go freeze in Boston and get yelled at every day when I can go to L.A. with David Price and hang out on the beach at the practice? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and I mean, even the Carl Crawfords of the world, like, hey, how was your time in Boston? Oh, terrible. Awful. Mookie, you like Boston? Well, I like playing there, but man, Jesus, the people there. Whew. What do you think Price is saying? That's the public stuff he's telling you.
It's fine. I mean, listen, the guy performed here, so I would say, well, then how did you do it, David?
He holds all the cards.
How did? Yeah. Right? That's now the fun part of him having success. You go back to him and say, well, how did you win that World Series? You must be a tough guy.
Yeah.
You must be really tough.
I am tough. Ooh.
How did you get through to be able to win in 2018 and pitch as well as you did at the end? Wow, what a warrior you must be. And nobody believes that about David Price. So, we'll be fine. Boston will be just fine. Do you want to play where it matters or not? Because you know what I think? Like, Mookie Betts is referenced in the David Price interview. Because he's like, yeah, Mookie was saying the same thing. Mookie was like, wow, this is it. Mookie hasn't said that.
No, no, no.
David Price has spoken for him on this.
And Price also said something about Mookie, too, where Mookie has sort of taken over that clubhouse and spoken up. He goes, well, that's not the Mookie I heard in Boston. Like, okay. Well, I give Mookie more credit for going in.
I believe David Price on this. I think David Price is on a mission to crap all over the Red Sox in Boston. Yeah. And so he knows that by saying something like that, oh, you know, Mookie didn't want to be a leader in Boston, but here he does.
Yeah.
Is
but Mookie went through the motions here now, David?
No, I don't think that's what he's saying at all.
I know.
Nope. In fact, if there were any players in the Red Sox clubhouse that were on the side of Mookie should go test free agency, I think David Price would be firmly in that camp.
Yeah. He's the one that said he came here for what, 217 million reasons? How many reasons?
Yep. Yeah. And so, you know, I think that David Price is happy to see Mookie Betts not in Boston anymore. I think he probably enjoys that.
Yeah.
So, hey, he can say what he wants, but I think Mookie Betts might find out that he enjoyed playing here more than he's going to enjoy playing in L.A. I think Mookie Betts wanted to be here. But I know that many of you don't buy that. You think he was walking out the door no matter what at the end of the year. 617-779-0985. The phone number. Hardy will have you covered on the headlines front. We also have a story on Peyton Manning today. Also, there is additional coronavirus production that has been added to what we already had. You will hear that coming up at 11:50.
Productions, plural.
Oh, plural. Okay.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you could clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Cattles as wedding merch?
Oh, no.
New report out on Peyton Manning. I told you about him yesterday, how ESPN was pursuing him.
Yeah.
They'd like to have Peyton Manning and Al Michaels together on Monday Night Football.
Be a hell of a team.
Right?
Yeah.
$20 million is what they want to pay him.
Why? For all the aw shucks and, oh, see that one there, Al? Yeah, we run in, call him a tag, you know. $20 million for that. Again, to the point of yesterday, 4:30 marquee window game on CBS. It'll be a pretty damn good game every week, right? Does Jim Nance and Tony Romo make you want to watch the game? They just add a greater feel to it. You know, for the highlight packages and that. If Monday night games are going to be really good, and I think they lucked out this year. There were some good Monday night games, even though you had to suffer through Tessa Torn Booger. At least they upgraded over Jason Witten. But are Al Michaels and Peyton Manning going to say, boy, you know what, I'm going to go out of my way to watch this Monday night game tonight. No, if the game's there, you're going to watch it. $20 million.
What if it's on ABC?
What do you mean?
It's on a network as opposed to being on ESPN.
Moving to a network as opposed to being buried on ESPN.
Ratings will probably be better.
Isn't that like Bachelor Night? Aren't they taking a chance on that if they move it back to Monday night?
Jim, I have no idea.
I stopped watching.
I think it's the biggest night, right? ABC's The Bachelor is like their biggest thing.
I'll take your word for it.
What are you, woman? Can they not move The Bachelor to Tuesday?
What else do you know that's on ABC?
Hold on.
Duke's
American Idol.
Good morning.
Idol's on ABC.
Good Morning America.
Is The Bachelor even on Monday night? I don't even know if it's on Monday night. I just thought that was the case.
Well, you said it was Sunday. Confidence.
ABC, Friday night, Love Boat, and then Fantasy Island.
Oh, so
at
good.
9 and 10?
Boss,
or 8
look,
and 9?
The plane!
Was it 8, 9, or 9 and 10?
Hello, my friends. Welcome to Fantasy Island. That was awesome.
That was the greatest night.
That took you to another world, man. Like, you could picture yourself being on that island. How many problems did those people run into there? Tons. It was weird, man.
A Fantasy Island?
What was the problem with Fantasy Island? Like, what was the plot? And it was different every week. And
yes,
like,
it was.
It wasn't like, you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of like Brady Bunch with the Tiki Idol
in Hawaii. This is my fault.
Right. Oh, that was a hell of a night of TV.
Isn't it weird, though?
Remember when Cheers was on Thursdays?
It shouldn't matter anymore where the game is, right? Like, whether it's on ABC or
but
ESPN.
It does.
Doesn't it? It matters.
They fight over this,
matters.
Man. I remember.
Does it matter to you?
In a weird way, it does.
Me
I don't
too.
Know why.
I don't know why. I think it's a bigger thing if it's on one of the four big networks.
Does everybody have a go-to station that they go to sort of reset and start going through the stations?
Yes. Yeah, McCone's, Channel 10 in Providence. That's my reset station.
I have a reset station. Do you know what it is?
805.
805.
That's your reset?
Yes.
What about 804?
I blow them off.
Do you know how many times I watch?
I blow them off. I never go to 804.
Do you have favorite saved, or do you go through all of them?
I don't. I just go to 805 and start there. And it's weird. I don't know why people have those, but I do.
It's a glitch.
And it's weird because Jim just said, "What? Do you know anything that's on ABC?" And I can't like name anything.
I can't
locally. I mean, I could tell you,
Chronicle.
Chronicle. Ooh, the best.
Oh, it is Monday night's The Bachelor. Tom just checked.
But I go to, that's the station I start with when I go to just start flipping through stations or to go to the top of the guide and start scrolling through the guide.
775. I start with one of the movie channels.
I do 784.
Maybe Beetlejuice is on, you know?
True.
I got to start there.
But if you go to 784 and it's the travel channel, you're usually getting one of those hauntings. Maybe it could be about food.
Nope. 775, 785, 794, 798, 804, 805, 806.
This is like you start with like a mindless station that has nothing to do with something you want to watch. Just a station you start at.
Yep. Yeah, because
yours is 775, yours is 805, mine's 805. For Jim down in Providence, his is 10.
Well, he doesn't have
810.
It's tougher with the streaming.
Is that true? With your YouTube.
Everyone has a reset station.
What do you type in?
And I would just say that probably more often than not, and by the way, I'd love to hear other people if this is a thing. Everyone has a reset station.
Right.
It used to be ESPN for me.
I would say, how many of you have those reset stations down in and around where wherever the networks are. I bet at least 70% of people do.
If there's a big game on a, you know, like on a Saturday, like it's a college basketball and I know it's on, or college football, I start, you know, because I'm looking for golf too. So I start on 804 CBS. That's where I start. one of the big things is going to be happening on that first or second screen.
Right.
That's if I get down to 849, I'm like, maybe it's not that big of a thing after all.
I never
I still think that way.
I never enter Fox is like the primary, like 806. It's always 805 or 804. I'm with him on this because it's about that screen. Because if you start at 804, you got 805, 806, 807. And sometimes I'll put on NBC over there. You never know. And now all of a sudden, we're always getting confused.
810 is NBC now.
810. Yeah. I always get confused now. Even still.
I still do. When I know something's on NBC, I go to 807.
Sunday Night Football. I still go 807.
I screw it up still.
You got to get past that.
I still screw that up.
I got so pissed off Tuesday because they had Comfort Foods on Chronicle. Yeah. This is past Tuesday. Well, it was obviously Super Tuesday. They're running Elizabeth Warren live in Michigan, her speech instead of that. I got so pissed. I'm like, come on, change it. And then boom, they changed it halfway through. I'm like, thank God. Get to the cream cheese. You know, throwing a little cream cheese right there in your mac and cheese. And that's something. They say put cream cheese, too, in your spaghetti sauce. Sort of cheeses it up and thickens it.
So you just completely argued against your point. ABC does matter. The fact that it's on ABC would matter for someone like Zoe. Yeah. That's his.
I didn't say it doesn't matter.
He argued his own point. You said it doesn't matter. ESPN doesn't matter.
Oh, you mean the game. The actual
where
game.
The game is doesn't matter.
Thank you.
No, just argued against your own point.
See, but I'm different than everybody.
We know.
No, you're representing everybody else.
That's for sure.
No, but like Jim's saying, you know what, to most households and stuff, like I'm going to go watch a football game on some Monday
it
night.
It shouldn't matter, but it does.
I'll find it.
It does matter.
By the way, I'm getting a lot of backup on the 775 Star Channel.
It's hard.
A lot of backup on Twitter.
Okay, it's hard to change that habit.
Yeah.
But hearing about 775.
Yeah.
As a station I would never punch in, I want to try it now. I want to see if I can change my habit.
You're going to like
805
it.
805 has been my reset station for so long.
Your thumb goes to the 8 probably automatically.
Well, right. It's all in that row.
We're conditioned about primetime channels in the 800s.
It's all in the middle row, too, yep. Which is helpful. I don't know why, but I think it is.
You're going to be a cheater now. You're never going to go into the 8s. You're going to stay in the 7s because you're going to find yourself on 794 Shark Tank.
I'm going to find all
IFC
these.
IFC is there at 798.
I'm going to find all these damn stations that I didn't even realize I had.
Access Music Channel.
I mean,
Channel.
I paid for them all. They weren't working great. I got the cable fixed last
Party,
week.
Party 783.
I got the cable fixed.
Find some of those hole-in-the-wall bands, live concerts.
Bill Foley and company really took care of things over there last week. I actually have the wireless boxes now, and they are spectacular. Xfinity wireless cable boxes? Wow.
You just stick them on a TV of Velcro, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did, actually. We have one mounted on the wall,
do you know
one
much,
of them.
Do you know
how much, Velcro right to the back of the TV, no wires.
You know how much money I paid in the old day to run all the wires down through my
the
floor
whole house?
To go through the back so I could hide all my stuff and buy this special remote? A satellite remote that could read through the walls. I didn't need that now.
Wi-Fi. Wireless cable boxes.
Change everything.
From Xfinity.
Change everything. Can you still talk to the thing? Like, hey.
Yeah.
What's up? I want to watch the office.
Yes. Indeed.
Launch party last night. Good one.
849. Chuck emailed in. His reset is 849.
Chuck.
ESPN is where he goes first.
I used to go there when I had DirecTV. I would go to 206.
Hold on.
ESPN was good.
Mike in New Hampshire, what do you got?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
So I reset at 700 all the time. Never fails.
700?
700. Interesting.
Yep. 700.
Where's that taking
you? Freak.
How's that Taiwan news channel treating you?
Nick in the truck on his reset station. Nick.
All right, boys. So once I've exhausted all of my TV selections, I phone it in. Call today, put on some comfy pants, throw on the Science Channel, and go to bed.
The Science Channel? What number is that?
866. And if I'm feeling real frisky, I go to 872 and watch Ancient Aliens.
Okay, yep. Oh, wait a minute. You will... What's the name of the... American Pickers is on 872.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's a great call.
On Sundays, I'll find myself sticking to 821 because I'm waiting for Wicked Tuna, and I keep checking it.
Yeah?
821, 823. I go back and forth in there.
Washington State dealing with a major outbreak of coronavirus. New production from Hardy. Productions, plural, on coronavirus.
We're going to update you on a corona.
That is coming your way next.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jim just told me, make sure I leave 2 minutes here for all the production pieces we need
He's
to play.
Being a dick today.
Oh, man. The experts, they've got thoughts on everything that's happening with coronavirus. And I feel like Washington State and the Seattle area, they might be the start of an outbreak here. The first real outbreak in our country. I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel about that. If you've been following what's going on out there a little bit, it doesn't feel like things are trending in the right direction there.
Sort of the environment where something could fester and just live, because it's always going to be in the 60s and wet. It's not going to never get to 90, 95, burn that sucker off. I think that thing could just spread out there.
So,
God. I'm sorry, we're getting tweets from Tom in Worcester now, who is wanting to know what was wrong with his production. He doesn't understand. Did we not care for it? He doesn't understand what we want. He's going to be a part of the new piece.
Tell him,
okay?
Relax.
Tell him to relax.
How do you like to be a civilian in Worcester and have that guy like out there in the streets, like, yeah, pulling people over and hey, we got a robber here. Hold on, and it's studio playing a guitar. I'll get right on it.
Well, he's
Tom in Worcester.
Where'd I leave my badge?
Love you, buddy. You know that.
Before we, you know,
calm down.
You know what we should do? Yeah, here's what we should do.
Yeah.
Before we play today's coronavirus song medley,
yes,
we should play just a snippet of the a cappella that Tom and Worcester sent us yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay. We could do that.
As a baseline, and then you'll be able to hear it in its final form. Yeah, I believe I do have it, Jim, as he's talking to me.
I just want to say this. They've got 70 confirmed cases in Washington, 51 of them in one county.
That's getting up there.
That's what they know about
right now. I would leave that county.
And they're discovering that there are more people that may have it and don't have confirmed cases, yet it feels like it's spreading a little bit there.
We're at Seattle.
The county,
next year,
right? King County bought, I read this story yesterday, they bought a, like a motor lodge.
Motel 6.
Is it a Motel 6?
Something like that.
Or something along those lines.
La Quinta.
They bought a hotel, a motel, for $4 million. The county came in and bought it and said, this is where we're putting the patients.
And they said, it's perfect because there's no lobby. It's one of those gorgeous ones.
Direct access to outside air, they said.
And you have your own air purifier. Beds look real nice.
No hallways.
Nope.
No hallways where they feel the disease could spread. They wanted direct access to the outdoors. The county came in and bought it for $4 million.
Imagine being one of those.
How
people
much for
walking
the motel?
In.
Here's $4 million. It's ours now. That happened there this week.
How about someone walking in with their head down? Yeah, I'm infected. Give me a room.
Just picture him pulling up on a bus. All right, $4 million. All right, come on, let's go.
All right, bunch
they
of nomads
give them keys as they're coming off the bus.
This is the spot. This is where we're staying. You're here now.
Now burn the bus.
So we toyed with the idea of a coronavirus piece of production, an intro, a song. It was ill-advised. It was poor taste. It was poor quality.
In fact, I'm sort of pissed.
You're getting it anyway.
I'm sort of pissed about Weird Al refusing to do a my my Corona song.
Well, we do it for him a little bit, as you heard yesterday, and you'll hear it again. But now it has inspired some of our contributors, like Tom in Worcester, sitting out in his prowler, and he didn't have time to get into the studio,
donut shop
right into the beat laboratory and produce up nicely. So yesterday he sent us this.
Sometimes when we touch, the virus is too much. Keep your hands out of your face and eyes.
Okay.
And if we...
All right.
Who's doing the tapping?
I guess he's
keeping the beat.
Tap, tap, tapping. Tap, tap, tapping.
Yeah, he's tapping the shotgun on the floorboard. He's banging his riot gear helmet.
Oh, here's my computer
as his metronome. So I dressed that up a little bit and included it in the new version.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I used that.
I just wanted to tell you there is some breaking coronavirus news here in Boston. As we saw probably earlier today or last night, Plymouth Public Schools are closed today.
Yeah.
Their school district has closed due to sanitation. I believe they might have, you know, someone they believe could possibly have it.
I'm sure they'll call.
Two Wellesley schools have now closed. They will be cleaning after a parent of a student has tested positive for coronavirus in Wellesley.
Oh,
two Wellesley schools closing early today for sanitation there.
Oh, boy.
So it's spreading, my friends.
All right. Well, all of this is addressed in one form or another in version two of the coronavirus song medley.
Every song now is like, I think, how do you work coronavirus in?
Do we have advice?
Yeah.
Touching hands.
Really hot water with a lot of soap.
Reaching out.
I mean, you might delay the inevitable, but
touching me.
My advice is
touching you.
It's just, it's going to be very hard to not get it.
You are much worse than the flu.
Achoo.
My corona, achoo. Coronavirus, before you know it, it'll make you sneeze.
Gotta wash your hands real good now.
Good one, Sal.
Scrub them 20 seconds.
Sing his birthday.
Oh, you're gonna get it.
Sometimes when we touch, the virus is too much.
Operation to Foxtrot 411.
Keep your hands out of your face and eyes.
Foxtrot 411, we have a robbery in progress.
And if we handshake, we might die.
Operation Foxtrot 411, we have a robbery in progress. Two blocks from your last known location.
I can't touch you till Corona subsides.
Operations, all units, disregard armed robbery call. Need to locate Foxtrot 411 immediately.
So that's where we are.
Oh,
that's
man.
Version two.
Every day we're going to add to it.
The more it spreads, the better we're going to get. The more stuff we'll have, more content. If they'll let us come into work. Hey,
if they
what?
Don't let us come into work and we get quarantined, we'll just keep adding to that and play it on a loop.
I got relatives in Wellesley that I had lunch with at Howl at the Moon in a Patriot Place on Sunday.
Oh, that's a way to spread the fear.
Brody
are any of them in the Wellesley house. Schools?
Brody slept over their house.
Saturday oh, wonderful. Night. You may have it.
Well, you wouldn't know it. Sometimes you don't know it for 2 weeks.
Text from Cotty. Tom and Worcester on the kick drum, come, come. Tom and Worcester, come, come on the kick drum.
Gary. You only interrupt a man when he's in the middle of a funky groove.
I got to tell you, though, he's singing that a cappella, like in the prowler. Yeah. I don't know what he listened to. Maybe he's got perfect pitch. Because I did not have to change it.
Oh,
I found an instrumental version of the song, and it layered over it perfectly. So I don't know. I don't know what he was doing.
That man's sick in the head.
I don't know how he does it.
He even told you. He said, just throw this over a karaoke track. I'm sure it'll probably work.
And I'm like, there's no way it's going to be in the right key. It was in the right key.
He's good.
Yeah.
You ever see him paint? He's a painter. Like a real painter.
You chop wood, too.
He's wood delivery guy, cop, sailor. He has a he sails?
Out in the wind, in the water, in the waves?
I'm going to show you.
Ahoy!
There's something different about this cat. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he sings the anthem. I'm going to get him at Gillette. I'm going to get him for Pat's game.
Yeah. I do that.
Oh, man. Noontime hour is here. We'll get back to your calls. Also, the latest on Tom Brady, as we are now 10 days from the start of tampering in the NFL, 12 days from the wide-open free agency. We'll tell you the latest on that coming up next.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.